he only had to show up in prison like one day a week, and they let him out and do his job, and they don't ever let sex criminals do that. It's insane.
I think that's a pretty good way to start this podcast now.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm here with the bad boy.
I thought we were recording already.
No, we're recording now.
Okay.
Just here with the bad boy of Worcester comedy. Mr. Jeff Puncho Lights Out DeCaro.
Yeah.
DeCaro or DeCaro?
I say DeCaro, but I don't actually know.
DeCaro?
It's the ICU.
Well, what do you go by? You go by DeCaro?
Yeah.
Jeff DeCaro. Is it Jeffrey?
Or is it just Jeff?
Is it J-E-F-F or G-E-O-F-F?
J-E-F-F.
R-E-Y. Have you ever tried G-O-F?
No. I mean, I don't know. You can't, you don't just change your name.
You could just spell it differently.
I mean, it's terrible either way.
Yeah, well, Jeff's not a bad name.
It's used a lot now for, like, the douchebag guy. You know what I mean?
The douchebag guy?
Yeah. Like, they'll use, like, if they're talking about, like, some like, douchebag corporate guy or, like, a jerky stepdad.
The name, you know what I mean? Jerky. Jeff. Jerky stepdad.
I don't,
fuck you, Jeff.
I don't like Jeff. You know, when, like, they're talking about a kid who doesn't like his stepdad, they always use the, it's, you know, it's a shitty name. I never liked it. I'm aware of it. I'm aware.
Definitely have, like, a, it's definitely a pickup truck in front of a Jeff's house, and it's on cinder blocks.
Yeah, it's got that kind of a feel to it. It's also got, the guy who, like, puts a lot of product in his hair.
Yeah, too
you know
much.
What I mean? And, like,
the fact that he knows about the product is alarming.
Yeah. You know, the kind of guy, like the guys that they pick up on Sex and the City. I bet there was a lot of Jeffs that they hooked up with on that show, Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Right?
Like yeah. That kind a lot of Wall Street guys named
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, like I'm a slick guy in a suit and hey lady.
But then again, you got Jeff Gordon. He's like a redneck.
Jeff Gordon?
Yeah, he's a NASCAR racer.
Oh, yeah,
I just
yeah.
assume they're all rednecks.
No, yeah. Me too.
I can't imagine
it's,
like a...
You know what? It's wrong of me to do that.
Yeah, well...
But I do it too.
But I don't think a city slicker, if you will, would be racing cars in a circle.
Yeah,
they're
you're
more
right.
Like
most city guys, most city, like...
They do, like, illegal guys. Street racing.
Yeah.
Like Brian O'Connor from Fast and Furious.
Most guys in New York City don't even have their license, I heard.
Yeah, which is weird to me.
Well, they don't need to have one.
Yeah, but you
There's
still
so
have
public
one.
Transportation.
What if you go somewhere?
A lot
somewhere?
Of guys don't leave the city.
Nah, I would... I don't know. I don't know.
There's a lot of guys in New York, I've heard, that are, like, afraid to leave the city.
Do you like the city?
I've only been a few times.
It's okay.
I live further away. It takes me a long time to get...
Oh, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Western Mass. I'm not even from Worcester. I'm from Munson, Mass, which is, like, closer to upstate New York.
So why do they call it Worcester? Because it's not spelled like that.
I'm not from Worcester. Don't ask me.
But
I don't even know my last name. I don't
well,
even know
true.
How to pronounce my last name. You're asking me about Worcester. And I don't
well,
know
that's true. But, like, it's weird. Isn't that weird to you? Like, do you see the way it's spelled and go,
Dude, there's a lot of words in our language that the spelling is wonky.
Are you
it's,
saying...
It's suspect. A lot
Are
of
you
spelling.
Saying, like, the English language or the Massachusetts language?
English. Well, yeah. English, man. There's a lot of, like, secret letters and shit, right? The P's and stuff and the
But
B's.
Worcester has, like, 18 secret letters because you, like, forget the whole middle part.
Well, you're taking a shitty language and you're combining it with shitty New England. It's, you know, it's like a perfect storm of shitty, right?
How long have you been doing comedy in the Worcester?
Worcester?
In the Worcester.
I think the first Worcester mic I went to was about maybe June or July of 2018. If I'm remembering correctly.
Did they laugh?
Got a few laughs, yeah.
And now you're a killer. And now you're just...
And now I've, now I'm just a...
It's a straight up motherfucking killer.
No, because when we were talking about how you, that story, that horrible panic attack story of
yeah
going to New York, you know, just doing a show at Mohegan Sun is a four-person bringer, and... I got four people, and then they all bailed.
Do you offer
all
to drive them?
No.
That's what I do. I'm like, dude, I have a show at the casino. You want to come? Yeah, dude, I'll drive you. Just come to my house. That way I know you're coming. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They can't be like, oh, my car broke down. My car's good. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you're right.
And then you bribe them with Krispy Kreme after.
I'm so antisocial. I don't want to share the car ride with them.
You're an antisocial comedian?
No, it's just, well, yeah, I am. I'm very antisocial, and that's a lot of the stage fright beforehand is like...
Oh, so do you have it on stage? Or is the stage fright just like the butterflies before you go on?
It's mostly the butterflies.
But on stage, you're like...
Once I'm there, I'm either in the moment and feeling it, or I'm not.
Mm.
But either way, like, I'm there, and, you know, there's no sense in having butterflies. There can be a lot of regret and crying later.
You cry after?
No, I haven't actually cried.
How long's the ride from here to Worcester?
Well, I'm from Munson.
Is that, how far is that from Worcester?
From Munson to Worcester is about 50 minutes.
Okay, so how long is it from here to Munster? Like 3 hours?
This was an hour and 39 minutes, no traffic.
And oh, that's not that far.
It took me like an hour and 45 total.
Oh, that's not that far.
No, it's not terrible.
I thought that'd be bad. I thought it'd be worse, honestly.
No, but I mean, I wouldn't want to do it
every day. Yeah, no, of course not. But no, I thought it was like a 3 hour ride because I did a show. It was like on the border of New Hampshire and Mass.
Yeah.
It was like 45 minutes out of Boston, I think.
Yeah.
That was a hike.
That's far away. Yeah, I'm right on the... Munson is right on the Connecticut border.
Oh, okay. So you're like close to
the... bottom of Massachusetts.
You're close to the casino then.
No.
No.
Dude, pull it up.
I do have
we're going to talk about Munson. Pull it up. It's, you know, it's
Munson, Mass.
M-O-N. S-O-N. There was a tornado there in 2011.
Oh, really?
Or no. Maybe it was... No, it was sooner than that. I think it was maybe 2009. I don't remember. Stop grilling me about the tornado. I don't want to talk about it.
I lost my cat in the tornado.
No, man.
Oh, it's a town.
Yeah, what do you think it was?
I don't know, like a city? I don't know.
No.
How many people are in Munson? Let's find out.
Like 7,000, maybe? I grew up in Munson.
Oh, did you? So that's like your...
Yeah. I mean, I lived in Boston for a little
that's
while.
That's where DeCaro resides. Oh, wow. No shit. That is like right on the border.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, I was aware the population was like 7,000, and it hasn't gotten much bigger.
That's insane, man.
Small little town. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're past, like, Manchester and all that shit.
Yep.
Wow, you're up there.
Yep.
I don't think I've been up that way.
Right. Yeah, and it's a comedy ghetto. There's nothing really, like, there are...
Oh, so you have to travel.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you came a long way to come to this little podcast and this little show.
Well, I didn't just come to do the podcast. Actually, I'm excited to do the show because I'm still just an open micer.
You're gonna kill.
I think so.
I know so.
I'm so sure of it. Can you hear the confidence in my voice?
Dude, you sound like...
I'm just oozing with confidence.
You sound like a young Arnold Schwarzenegger on the set of Conan. Just
same
ready.
Same exact accent, too.
Ready to slay the bitches and kill the mics.
This is some good liquid death water.
Dude, I'm a sucker for selling my soul, I guess.
This is... what kind of contract did you have to sign?
Dude, all right, I'll pull it up. I'll read it to you. It's actually... It's crazy.
Is it, like, just, like, a jokey thing for effect? Is it just, a kind of a brand thing, like...
You know what, dude?
It's called Liquid Death. It could just be a, you know, jokey thing.
So, it's a contract that's...
I didn't sign shit. I'm drinking it.
I'm fine. It's a breach of contract. They're gonna kill me now. No, it has a contract drawn up by an attorney and all that stuff.
Come on. It's got to be bullshit. What kind of contract do you have to sign to buy water?
Yeah, right. Let's see. You have to be over the age of 18. All right.
So, do you buy water? Do you buy foreign water often?
No, it's the first time. I mean, Fiji sometimes. When I'm feeling spicy.
Do you buy like foreign beer or anything? Is this your first online purchase of a foreign beverage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the contract.
Alright.
Bill of sale for one eternal human soul. This bill of sale for...
Wait,
one...
Wait, can you pause for just 1 second? I didn't finish saying. I wanted to say I came down to do the show. I'm very excited to do the show. I also came down to hang out with you.
Oh.
You know? Because we're buds.
We're bros.
I'll say that.
Fist bump?
Do a little bit of that. Okay. All right, get back to the article. Come on. Get back
to it. I just learned how to read. Be patient.
Okay.
Be patient with me, okay? This bill of sale for one eternal human soul dated November 9th, 2019 is executed and delivered by your name to Liquid Death, a Delaware corporation.
Delaware corporation.
The purchaser, whereas pursuant to the agreement, the seller has agreed to sell, transfer, convey, assign, and deliver to the purchaser the human and undying soul of Jeff DeCaro for all of eternity.
Now, I didn't sign shit.
Now, therefore, in consideration of the receipt of free membership into the Liquid Death Country Club and other good and valuable consideration,
it's a joke,
the receipt and sufficiency of which are hereby acknowledged, the seller hereby agrees as follows.
Yeah, that's a joke. That's a joke. They made you sign your soul to the devil.
Well,
as a joke.
I think he was getting it anyway. You do stand-up comedy. Who do you where do you think you're going?
Well, I don't know, because my pursuit is to make people laugh. So, you know, if there is a place to go, I would hope that comedians go to
comedians are plagued to purgatory. You're just in between doing sets in front of four people for all eternity. Okay. It's every open mic.
That's where the comedians who blatantly steal, that's where they go.
Yeah, talking about you, Schumer.
It would be an honor to be stolen from. But not if somebody better.
What if I stole from you?
No, today? I don't mean that it's an honor to I'm be gonna, stolen from. I mean flattering.
It's I'm like, gonna go on before
liked,
you.
It means that somebody. Oh my god, I'm so pathetic. If somebody stole from me, I'd be like, oh, they liked my material.
They liked it so
fuck,
much.
Man, no, dude, I no, take I'm, that back. It's not an honor. It's not flattering.
I'm gonna go
it's
on before shit. You. I'll be like, hey, I'm Jeff DeCaro, and.
okay.
Who are your favorite comedians?
Right now, I would say Big Jay Oakerson, Jim Norton, probably Bill Burr, Louis C.K., Miss Louis C.K., Kurt Metzger. Have you heard Kurt Metzger?
No.
He's great.
I trust you.
He's really, really, I mean, he's, he wrote for Schumer. Yeah, but he, like, actually is a, he's got a podcast, man. Check it out. He's a funny guy. He's a funny
okay.
guy.
Okay.
I'll show you.
All right. Show me anything.
Very funny guy. He had this bit about, I'm gonna butcher it, but just real quick, it was about how the little kid beauty pageants are like he thinks he was like I'm gonna fuck it up that he was talking about that he should give little kids should get breast implants to scare the pedophiles away.
I don't think that's how scary
I'm kids fucking are. It up. Never mind.
I don't see, think that's how
scary. Okay, see, I'm fucking it up. I told you I'd fuck it up.
Ow.
That's scary. He does it in a funny way, and I'm probably getting it wrong, so just.
He does it in a funny way, and I just.
Did you see the.
Just made it real creepy.
Did you see the. That Sacha Baron Cohen show on Showtime that came out like a year ago?
No.
It was, Who Is America?
No. Oh. I watched it. Was it good?
It was amazing. It was amazing. They got, like, real guys to, like, do humiliating shit. They got, like, selectmen to, like, back their butt up to scare radical Islamist terrorists away because they don't like gay people. So here's the show. Because he's the guy who does Borat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a shock comedian.
So he...
I love him, by the way. He's so funny.
He's so good. Like, he's a brilliant guy. But, so he has these, like, pretend characters. One is, like, a Cambridge College professor, snobby, like, super, super leftist, you know, mm-hmm. douchey guy. Feminist guy. And then the other one... another one is, like, this, like, super tough Israeli defense guy.
Like Krav Maga, dude.
Who's going to train you for defense and teach you how to, like, defend yourself against any kind of terrorist threat and stuff like that. And then another guy is this, his name is Billy Wayne Ruddock or something, and he's, like, on a scooter. And he's, like, a southern country guy.
On a scooter?
One of those rascal scooters that you're on because you're too fat. Like, you know, those,
oh,
those
that's awesome.
Things.
That's awesome.
And,
He's on the tubby scooters?
It's all the same guy. It's all Sacha Baron Cohen. And,
Oh, and he plays each one of those people? He
plays each one of the people.
Oh, my gosh.
And he goes, and they got, like, actual, like, political guys in D.C. And he did, like... He had the Israeli guy do the defense training with like some congressman and stuff like that. He got down in, he sat down in a room with O.J. Simpson, and he like was like making all he. Oh yeah, there was another character he played, which was like this like sleazy like foreign billionaire guy who's like always just like wearing silk and like lounging around and stuff. And he got into a room with O.J. Simpson, and they were taping it, and he just kept
talking about the murder.
Yeah, joking about killing your wife. Like trying to get OJ to like
fuck him up.
Yeah, he was like trying. Yeah, yeah.
Did OJ know? Like, did he know what's going on?
OJ thought he was just in a room with some billionaire foreign guy.
Although he had no idea of Sacha Baron Cohen.
None of the guys.
That's
did.
That's amazing.
Well, none of the guys
like,
did.
Like
none
random did. People, no. But he did that to the Juice,
dude. He did it to.
Doesn't
bunch
he
of
know he killed his wife?
Dude, he did it. But Kurt Metzger like was a writer on that show too.
Oh, you think it's on? It's got to be on Netflix if it came out a year ago.
I don't think it's on Netflix. It was a Showtime thing.
Oh, well, Shameless is on Netflix, and Shameless is Showtime.
Is Shameless done yet?
No.
God, it's still going.
Yeah. Showtime. Well, are you not a fan of Shameless?
I was the first like three seasons. I loved it, and then I think I stopped watching it like the last season.
I can tell you when I stopped watching it.
When?
When Fiona left her coke around and Liam took the coke, the little baby.
That was like.
Oh, it was like the fourth or fifth season.
Fourth or fifth season.
And it pissed me off, and I'm like, you're a shitty person.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm not a bad person. Yet, y'all, yes, you are the epitome of a bad person.
Yeah.
Fiona.
Yeah, dude. That. Yeah. Dude, I don't know why, but I stayed through it for like a few more seasons.
I couldn't do it. I hated her. I hated looking at her. And then they write the show in a way so you can try and make you feel bad for the.
Yeah.
Stupid. See you next Tuesday. I heard that the other day for the first time.
Really?
And it was hysterical.
Dude, I.
Because I asked this guy, I was like, what does that mean? He goes, see you next Tuesday. And I went,
dude,
that's a dirty word.
I only just learned, like, a couple of years ago what Pearl Jam is.
What is Pearl Jam?
It's jizz. Pearl Jam. It's Pearl Color Jam. That's what Pearl Jam is.
That's what the band's name is?
Yes.
That's weird.
I only just learned that like a couple years ago.
I only just learned that now. Look at that. Welcome to Learning Things with Jeff DeCaro. He's the new Mr. Rogers. You know what joke you do that I love?
What?
The one where they're like, how do you sleep at night?
And you're like, that's not me. I don't have a how do you sleep in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Dude,
I stopped doing that a while
keep
ago.
Keep doing it. That's such a good one. That is
I'll do it
so,
tonight, then.
That gets me every time. Is
okay.
That, can I special request?
Okay,
I want
sure.
That joke. Right. I love that
you got
joke.
It. That's and, a joke that goes. Okay.
I don't. It's something.
Yeah, and, because that.
And then
yeah,
you end it with like
that.
With cum drying
I
in my belly button.
I attach my jokes to one another.
Yeah.
Did you? How long did you want to do comedy before you started doing
Since
it?
I was like a kid.
Okay, who are your favorites?
We're going
all over the place.
We're all over the place. George Lopez.
Okay.
Mitch Hedberg.
Okay.
Stephen Wright. Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Gene Wilder.
Okay.
Old Dane Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Jeselnik.
Yeah.
Jeselnik's so good.
Yeah.
Bill Burr, Andrew Santino. There's so many.
You know, I haven't seen Andrew Santino's comedy yet.
Oh, I saw him live at the Stress Factory. It was amazing. That dude is a killer.
Yeah.
He is a redheaded killer. Like, he just destroyed. Like, he opened the show just destroying Bridgeport, and I couldn't stop laughing.
So how long did you want to do comedy before you started doing it?
Like, since I was a little kid.
Okay.
Since I was a little kid, I wanted to be on, like, Saturday Night Live or something.
Yeah. So what kept you from doing it?
I didn't know how to. Like, I didn't know where to go.
Right.
Like, I didn't know, like, even how to start.
So did Facebook help you get started?
No, a friend of mine had a bar. Like, he owned a cafe, and they were doing an open mic, and he's like, do you want to come do comedy? And I was like, I don't know how to do comedy. He's
comedy
like, just come.
Comedy at an open mic, that's usually a guy with a guitar.
Yeah, well,
music,
yeah. Country, old country music.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Outlaw country for.
That most of the guys at the bar are just kind of ignoring while they drink.
No. They're there to hear country music.
Okay, all right.
And here's me doing jokes, and I was super nervous. And the guy was like, I'm going to put you on. I was like, can I go last? Because I've never done it. Like, can I go close to the end? Because I've never done it. And I feel like if people were drunk, they'd be easier to make laugh.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, no problem, no problem. So then I guess all the people who were performing before me sucked, and like they weren't good, and the crowd was like not into it. He goes, I gotta put you on, kid. He's like, you gotta bring the crowd back. I'm like,
your first time at my comedy, first time. You gotta wrangle this drunk
crowd of like youngest in there was probably 55 veteran, like, and he's, I was like, how long am I doing? He goes, you got 10 minutes, kid. I'm like, oh my God, like I have to go 10 minutes. I don't know what I'm doing. I go up there. I'm sitting there waiting for him to introduce me, and he's like, you know, he's like, we got a special treat. He's like, you know, this next guy's been killing Connecticut comedy for the last couple years. He's been all over the state, and he's like one of Connecticut's hottest up-and-coming comedians. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking around. I'm like, who the fuck is he talking about?
Somebody coming up and like, warm the crowd up for
I was like,
me?
Who, am I going to like meet a comedian from Connecticut? And I was like, oh, this is great. And then he said my name, and I went, what? And I get up there, and I'm like, so dick jokes, right?
Like, so how'd it go? Did you get laughs?
I got laughs.
Cool.
I got some laughs. It was really weird. It was so weird. I don't even, like, I can't remember any of the jokes I used. Because I don't think I didn't have anything written. It was just all stuff I was making up. And like,
just on the spot?
Just on the spot.
Oh, you didn't have any jokes written?
I had nothing. I didn't know how to. I didn't know what I was doing.
So you had nothing.
I had nothing. So I'm just up there spitballing for 10 minutes.
So I expected you had what you thought would be like about 5 minutes worth of jokes that you would have run through in 2.5 minutes.
I had no idea.
Your first time.
I had no idea how to even write a joke. I didn't even know what that was.
You knew you wanted to do it.
I knew I wanted to do it. I just didn't know how to get started. Okay. And then I did it, and I got laughs, and I was like, I like that.
Okay.
So then Stress Factory opened.
Right.
And I went to the first open mic, and I just signed up. Mm-hmm. And I did the same thing. I went up on stage, and I thought of like some random stuff. Like, that's when I thought of the ATM joke. Is that your agent?
That's, yeah.
But that was the first joke I wrote, was like the blind people at the ATM machine.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then like I did that, and that one worked, and I was like, okay. But I didn't know how to write a joke, so I just kind of like wrote words out. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
But your style kind of feels like that kind of, your style is more like just kind of hang out, talk about stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just wanted to like,
talk about it in a funny way kind of thing.
Yeah, like I want my, like I like my thing like sporadic and just like a weird enigma.
I want to do bigger bits.
I'm working on bigger bits, but I don't know. I like, because all the comedians that I like, they have some big bits, but they're mostly like just little quips.
Well, Hedberg and Wright.
Hedberg and Wright, like
I kind of put in the same spot.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like I like the Hedberg style,
right?
But I like the just Lopez. Very clever. I like the Lopez delivery and writing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I love how it's like the Mitch Hedberg joke. One of my favorite ones is he's like, when he goes into the haunted hotel, he's like, and there was a sheet on the floor, and he's like, I got scared, but I was like, oh no, that ghost just tired. Like that's the kind of stuff I like. But then I can take that style and put like my experience of jokes on it. Like, I don't know. I feel like I want to do like George Lopez and Mitch Hedberg mesh together.
I like George Lopez. I haven't seen too much of his stuff.
It's fantastic. All of it. Yeah. It's so funny because you can see how big his head used to be in proportion to his body.
He's been around for like a long time.
Yeah, dude.
He's been doing it for like over 30 years, right?
Yeah, I think he's one of the Latin kings of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like him, Cheech, Paul Rodriguez.
Cheech? I don't really think she's just... I'm going to say it. He's not...
Have you seen his stand-up, though?
No, because I never thought he was funny in any of those Cheech and Chong
Cheech and Chong wasn't funny. It's just a cool stoner movie. But his stand-up is hilarious.
Is it?
He's very, very funny. But then again, it might be one of those things where it's like, I don't know if you'd get the humor. Because it's mostly, like, Hispanic relatable stuff.
I go to... I don't... You know, I'm doing mostly open mics, and... So, you know, I'm getting on more shows here and there and everything, but, like, I'm seeing I'm spending so much time seeing comedy in person with people that, like, I'm not watching as much comedy on, like, you know, real...
See, I feel like I'm broken or something because I can't stop watching it. Like, while I'm at work, I'll listen to comedy albums. Like, on break, I'll watch specials. On my day off, I'll sit home and... Like, I've gone through, I want to say, 60% of the Netflix comedy specials already.
Okay, well, you know what? Most of the Netflix specials are comedians that I don't really think are that funny.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'll, like...
Like Chris D'Elia? Are you a fan?
Chris D'Elia? You know what? Chris D'Elia, some of his stuff I like.
Burt Kreischer?
I like, and I watch Burt...
The Machine?
I watch Burt specials when they come out. I watch those, and I watch Bill Burr's when they come out, but I don't
Did you see Chappelle's? Everyone.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
What did you think about
Chappelle's? Even though there were articles telling us that we don't need to see it.
Yeah. What do you think as comparing Chappelle's and Burr's? I feel like Burr's and Chappelle's are very similar.
Yeah.
But Chappelle's was better because it came out first. So, like, now it's like, you already seen Chappelle, and I feel like him and Burr covered the same topics, and it's like Chappelle kind of knocked them all out of the park.
Okay. If you... Yeah, and I think you fall into... Yeah, so...
Like, had Bill Burr's come out maybe, like, a couple months later... It would have been really, really funny, but I think the timing, like, people were still getting over the Chappelle's, like, big special, yeah, and then yeah. Burr's comes out, and it's good,
mm-hmm.
but it's still, like, under that shadow of Chappelle's special that just dropped.
Well, I think Chappelle is probably a more famous comedian than Bill Burr.
You think so?
Yeah, because he was crazy... He was, like, crazy famous when he disappeared. And then
oh, then he had back. The Chappelle... Yeah, you're right. He had the Chappelle show. He was yeah. always... He's and more he, mainstream, I would say.
I didn't really like... I mean, I liked his Killing Them Softly special, mm-hmm. but I like all of his newer stuff more, because he dropped four specials before the Sticks and Stones one.
Yeah.
You know, and I loved all of those.
Yeah, yeah, no, because that was his big thing when he came back to comedy. He was like, I'm doing Netflix special.
Yeah, and they paid him, like... Like absurd, yeah,
absurd amount of money.
And then another like 40 or 50 for
that. Does that intimidate you?
No.
Like watching these specials and just being like, how can that dude go for an hour and 45 minutes?
No, I think that comes with time.
Like that, like I went to see, I saw Jeff Dunham at the arena here and he went for 2.5 hours and I'm just sitting there like, how can you come up with that much good material? Because I can come up with 2 hours of material. You're gonna get like eight that are good.
Okay, but how? Imagine how much time worth of material you'll have after 12 years.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're like
consistently writing.
Like it's just insane. Because it was like he did before he did the 2 hours of the puppet stuff. Mm-hmm. He did 30 just him.
Yeah, he's been doing it for like 20 something years.
And his too. 30 was hilarious.
Just without
no puppets. His hands were behind his back the whole time, and he was just
sitting. Just him doing comedy.
And it was hilarious. And he did 30 minutes, and I want to say he told 3 stories.
That's the Bill Cosby's last special was that way. It was something like 90 minutes or something. And it was he talked about 3 different things. And he just talked about each thing for a half hour.
Like, that's so good. It's
amazing.
I can't wait to do it. I shouldn't say it's intimidating, because I don't mean it's intimidating, like, oh my God. Like, I just, where I am right now, I can't imagine. Like, if someone came up to you right now and they're like, all right, Jeff, tomorrow you're doing 2 hours. Exactly. You're going to, like, shit your pants.
I wouldn't be ready.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't.
I'm not ready. I don't have 2 hours worth of good material, and I'm not ready to be, like, comfortable and quick with just, like, crowd work.
Do you think anyone in your scene has that?
2 hours?
Yeah. Like, do you think anyone in your scene, like, in the Worcester scene,
yeah.
can do that? Yeah?
Yeah. There's a couple of guys.
Shout them out.
Okay. I don't know him that well, but his name is Sean Connolly.
Okay.
And he runs the... Worcester has a comedy festival every year called the Wootenanny Comedy Festival.
The Wootenanny?
Wootenanny Comedy Festival.
I want to go to the Woo-ha-ha. Have you been there?
Yeah, they have open mics there every Sunday night,
I know. They told me. Have you been there?
I've been there, yeah. I was there last night.
Is it rough?
I put myself in front of Sean Patton.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell me that story after.
But let me finish talking about... Because Sean Connolly and Brian O'Donnell both run the Wootenanny Comedy Festival... and they both have been doing it for like over 10 years, I think.
Oh my God.
And if you're a comedian that's of a comedian that's going to be an interesting guy to see. You're probably somebody who consistently writes.
Yeah.
Or is able to write on stage and be
funny.
Yeah,
like, I can see your point. Because, like, I remember when like, you probably felt the same, like, when you first started, and they're like, you have 3 minutes. You're like, all right, mm-hmm. I got 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. Can I do 3 minutes? And now you're like, what do you have, like 10, 15 maybe?
Depends on the crowd.
Depends on the crowd. Yeah. So then since you got that 10, 15, then someone's like, hey, man, you got to do three. You're like, what am I going to do in 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, what yeah. what can
well,
I do?
I'm doing the Stress Factory on the 20th.
Are you on the show?
I signed up online.
Did you get the email?
I think so.
If you got the email, you do 7 now. They changed it.
How long? I got an email just confirming that I signed up.
Yeah, so they'll give you one probably like a week before. Okay. Send you an email a week before.
Okay.
And you'll get 7 minutes.
Okay, cool.
If you don't get the email for the 7 minutes, you can show up to the show and sign up for the 5 minute spot.
Okay.
Because what they do now is they have like a new talent showcase. Uh-huh. And those are like, I want to say it's like 5 or 6 comedians doing 7 minutes each.
Okay.
And then after that, they run the open mic with 5 minute sets.
Okay, so I'll still be able to go on.
You'll still be able to go on. You should be able to go on.
All right. Last time I went there, I did okay.
Yeah, it's been getting it's been a lot better. Like, I did pretty well the last time I went there. I literally haven't done well since the night we were at the Wicked Pissa in the Attic.
Pissa, yeah. How many times have you gone up since then?
Like 12.
Weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go on bad strings too. You're looking at your reflection.
He's looking at his reflection. Oh, it's
the guy you told me to call Bert.
Thanks, Bert.
No problem, Ernie.
Are you leaving, Bert?
No.
Oh, you just wanted your stuff? Wait, hey, Bert, come back.
Bert,
I need you, Bert. Fuck.
Bert.
It's hard to find good help these days. That was
he was your son.
That's my house cleaner, Bert.
He's doing a great job.
He's not. I'm firing him today.
my it's like exactly the same. I mean, I don't have the podcasting. I'm fucking this up. I don't have the podcasting equipment, but like condition of the my place is about the same condition.
Yeah, just organized chaos.
Yeah.
Like I know where everything is.
Right.
Like. I can tell you what's in everything.
I'd like it to be all cleaned up and organized, but not enough to do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like...
I'd rather spend my time going to Mike's.
If somebody says, hey, Manny, I need a jacket, I'd be like, yeah. In that box, move the shoe. It's right underneath there in a bag.
Yeah.
Like... But...
Yeah, no, I mean... I like... Even though, like Kurt Metzger said, and I kind of agree with him... that like if the topic has been talked about before, that doesn't matter. Even if it's like a hack premise, if it's got a good content or a good punchline, then it's worth hearing. And Dave Chappelle has his way of doing it, and Bill Burr has his way of doing it. They're two totally different ways of doing it, and I appreciate watching them both. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like that's one thing that I wish somebody would have told me when I started doing comedy. Not that someone didn't tell me. I wish I would have understood it fully. That's probably better. Because I'm sure someone has told me before. But, like, I wish I would have known earlier that, like, comedy was super subjective.
Right.
Because, like, when you first start out doing mics and shit and people aren't laughing at your stuff, you're like, oh, fuck, I suck.
Yeah, I have so many jokes. Yeah.
But it's really, it's just like, nah, you don't suck. It's just you're not their vibe. Like,
right.
They're...
Right.
You're not their cup of tea. Like...
Yeah, and you take it personal at first.
Yeah, you take... Oh, my God. I would take these so hard on myself. Like, I would bomb, and I'd be like, I'm done. I'm not doing comedy anymore. Like, I quit. Like, I'm not doing this. Like, I suck at it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I had a couple comedy vets, if you will, just giving me a little, like, some pointers and shit.
Yeah.
And just, you know, basically telling you how to formulate jokes more and... I think probably the best pieces of advice I ever got was just write.
Yeah.
So it's like now I have a notebook. I'm constantly writing. I'm at work. I think of a funny premise. I'll jot it in my phone. Like, I was driving today, and did you see the second Fast and Furious movie?
Maybe.
So they're driving on the highway in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and they're driving with these criminals, and they're supposed to, like, get rid of the criminals while they're driving, so the cars all have eject buttons on the gear shift. So, like, presses the button, the door flies off, and the chair shoots out, right? So I was driving, with my girl and my brother. And she started saying something. So I grabbed my gear shift and I just started clicking the button as hard as I could. And she's like, what are you doing? And my brother goes, ejecto cito, cuz. And it's like as men, don't you kind of wish you had that every once in a while? Like, you're driving and your wife starts nagging you and you're like, oh, and she's just gone.
I'm not married.
But it's like a little parachute. Or girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, nagging mom, maybe.
I don't let her nag too much.
Gag them.
Just, I argue. And she tires of arguing before I do.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been dating?
A while.
Just blow a kiss at me?
No, I did this thing with my mouth. It's like a hillbilly thing that I mean.
Are you a hillbilly?
No.
Does Massachusetts have hillbillies where you are? Yeah. Or are they up in the mountains?
There's a lot of rednecky type towns in Western Mass. Munson's not really a rednecky town, but we've been together maybe like 8-9 years. I should know this. I should be more specific in my
awareness. I've been together. I think we just hit 7. I think so.
Okay.
I'm like 90% sure. Like 96.9% sure.
You are married.
Legally. I guess by the state of Connecticut.
How long have you been married?
In the state of Connecticut, if you've been dating for 7 years, it's considered like a common law marriage or some shit.
It's 10 years or 11 years.
No, it's 7 here.
Really?
Yeah. So
you're not really married.
Not really married. We're gonna go to the
city hall. So you didn't like when you hit the 7 year mark, you didn't like consume her debt or anything.
No. Or she didn't consume mine, rather. Cause
I was going to say, I'm going to have a conversation when I get home.
Hey, babe, so...
Actually, you know what? We're probably in an equal amount of debt, so it probably just doesn't matter.
Or did you just bring your debt in and said, fuck it, now?
No, we both probably have an equal amount of debt. I have student loan debt, and she has debt.
See, I don't have that.
Dude, you're a lot more free than me.
I can't do that right now. My hands are just not working out.
I'm fine.
Well, this is for the show, the way of the show, because like, yeah, I can't not go do this and go on. Yeah.
I'm all over the place here, but like, I'm not, you know, what's up? You got a good message?
I just got how long I'm getting tonight.
Oh, nice.
I'm doing 10.
Oh, cool. I'm going to find out for mine too. I'm probably going to get 5 because the guy doesn't really know me.
No, you might get 5-7 because they've seen you, and I like to talk highly of my comedian friends.
Oh, you got it from a personal.
Yeah, I got it from Jesse Green.
Not a big.
He's my neighbor, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when you were gonna record, that's the building you would be in.
Oh, really?
Like when you got
funny
on their cast.
So when you were like, I should hop on there, it would be very easy for you to do.
Yeah,
it.
Like if I would just be like, hey man, open the back door. Quick. And he'd run down the stairs, open the door, and I'd run up, and we'd just be chilling.
But yeah, like, you know, because of the comedians that I like are more storytellers.
Yeah, so you're more, you go along the storyteller route.
I wish I could be more of a storyteller, but it's turning out that I'm just like one joke after another. So I'm trying to like, I'm trying to go back to this conversation we were having when you gave
me. Oh, you're like putting tags?
I'm still stuck from when you gave me that compliment on one of my jokes before, so I'm trying to get us back there.
Oh, the one about the cum drying in your belly button?
Dude, when
I first saw you and you did that joke, I looked at my girlfriend and I went, oh my god, that's fucking hilarious. And I was dying.
Right, but because that's like just like a stupid little tag that I did of another joke that I was doing. And I started to like sort of like find ways to like try to glue jokes together.
Mm-hmm.
To try to have like a bigger connected thing for... It's easier to remember stuff that way, but also because I want to be more of like a bigger bit kind of guy. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I tried that.
Doing it more like the way Bill Burr and Dave Chappelle do it. And I wish. You know,
see, I tried that and I couldn't. It didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Like it didn't feel like me, because like I feel like when I'm making someone laugh, it's just because I'm just firing, it's like a, I don't know. I think it's like just rapid fire joke, just like it's coming at you, bang bang, and so. Like, the advice that people give me usually is, like, slow down. Mm-hmm. Because, so I have the bit about the Cuban castaway.
Yeah.
And when I do, like they should have hired my cousin. The dude was like, pause there. He goes, because they're going to laugh. He goes, then you do the next punchline. Pause, because they're going to laugh. He goes, and then you do the final punchline. and then the laugh. And he goes, and you just extended a 3-minute joke into like a 4.5-minute joke because you got laugh breaks now. And so I was like, okay. Because what I would do is I would say it, they'd laugh, and I'd be saying the next thing.
Over the laugh?
Over the laugh.
Yeah.
So
somebody told me that early on, too, that like if they're laughing, just let them laugh because, you know, you don't want to talk over the laughter.
But then it's also hard because we're mic guys. So it's like you go on a mic, you only have 3 minutes.
Right.
You don't have time for the stops.
You have so many things
that you want to, like, because you don't know who's watching. You want to, like, come hit. But yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Especially on nights where you have, like, a few things that you're excited about trying.
Dude, there's some killers on the show tonight.
Yeah. I know.
Well, when this airs.
I have a couple of them.
When this airs, it'll probably be, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the show today on November 9th, 2019, at the Grove in Milford is going to be sick.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, like, when I first started, it was just going to open mics. But if I bombed or if I didn't do well, like, I would take it so personal. So personal.
Yeah. How do you feel now? Like, when you go up?
I don't take it as personal, but instead I try to
figure out what happened.
Try to be as honest with myself as I can. You know, how much of it was me?
Most of it. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who's on this show tonight.
What do we got?
Do
a shout out.
Let's see.
And let's do this, right? Because by the time people hear this, the show will have already been. So if you're listening to this, you've missed the show, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Because there are some crushed.
Kills. Let's see. I don't know this first dude, the Kilmer. I think that's the magician guy. But he was fantastic. Now you see him, now you don't. Pete Angelo, he's absolutely hysterical.
I think I've seen him.
Cody Marino's another funny dude from Connecticut.
I might have met him, but I don't know. I might have. I think I've seen him. Yeah.
Ross Popick. He's a pretty funny guy.
Don't think I've seen him.
Yeah, you've seen him at Sea Grape.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. John Murray.
Yep.
He's hysterical. Funny guy.
Yep.
I don't know who this Harrison is, but I'm sure she killed it tonight too, because this is in the past. So she absolutely killed.
Yep.
Smith. Whew. Straight killer, that one.
Yeah.
You know, I hope. I hope.
Yeah.
Then there's me. He's
all
right.
I hope Smith is done being bombarded with all of
the fan letters.
Yeah, all the fanfare. Yeah.
Then there's me.
And then you.
He's okay.
You did awesome. He's all right. And you know it.
He's all right.
You had that problem where you didn't get to do all the jokes you wanted to do because of all the laughter you had to wait for.
Yeah, because they were laughing.
There's worse problems to have, by the way.
There are worse problems. Right? Yeah,
it's like you didn't do. You didn't get to do as many jokes as you wanted to do. You still fucking crushed.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Thanks for the compliment.
You crushed.
And then there's Nick Breen.
Nick Breen, he usually murdered, crushes.
Put on a great show.
Yep.
We're so proud. We love him.
Yep.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. I appreciate you putting me on the show.
Yeah, putting the bad boy of Worcester comedy on this motherfucker.
People refer, because that's, I'm lumped in with the Worcester. I only go to Worcester a few times.
You're like the Munson comedy murderer.
I'm lumped in. You know, I go to Worcester more than I go anywhere else. I guess so. Yeah.
So you're a Worcester guy.
Yeah, I go to the Attic like every month.
I love that place. Was so cool.
Yeah.
I gotta go back.
Dude, you can get on. You just.
I just gotta let him know.
Send him a message saying like, let me get on the next Attic show.
Yeah, dude. I When are they every week?
They're. I think they're a couple times a month.
Okay, because I go on vacation.
Josh Ramirez.
Yeah, I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's the man.
Yeah.
I go on vacation November 21st.
Nice.
So if there's one anywhere, I go back to work like in December.
Okay.
Like December 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. I don't remember.
Okay.
But if there's an Attic show there, I want to get on.
Yo, those shows are pre-booked.
That's they're already.
No, I'm saying like I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like
does he put out like dates?
He's able to help you on that time though. Like, yeah.
Does he put dates out?
No. You just message him.
All right. I'm gonna have to message him after this.
Yeah.
But we should probably wrap it up because we gotta get going soon.
Shit.
But
so you want me to? Okay. So that's the. Okay.
Oh, tell me the story how you embarrassed yourself last time.
Oh my god. Okay. Real quick. All right, so it's been fucking killing me. Sean Patton.
Who's Sean Patton again? I'm sorry.
Okay. You should know this.
He's
a great, a masterful comedian. Very funny guy. Very, very funny. Awesome energy. Great, great stuff. He's got a couple of This Is Not Happening appearances that I would recommend everybody go take a look at.
All right.
So he's at the Woo-ha-ha in Worcester, Mass. last night. He's there again tonight. And a buddy of mine just...
I'm sorry. Is that a big spot?
It's a great spot.
I heard the mic is really rough.
It's not that bad. Well, yeah, it is actually.
It's a mic. They're all bad.
Yeah, and they're, it's not always loaded with people, and you know, people are. It's Sunday night, so people are usually tired. But you know, the Comedy Attic and Woo Ha Ha, and then that other place, Beatniks. They're all kind of like.
I've never been to Beatniks.
Yeah, it's a great place. They're all kind of like run by the same guys, I think. I'm not really sure. I'm not really like all in with all those.
Oh, like
guys.
The owners or yeah. Like Lou? Because I know Lou.
Lou runs some of the shows.
He does like the Dizzy Pirate stuff.
Yeah.
How's that? I've never been.
They're good. Yeah, okay. he does like roast battles and stuff. They're awesome.
I gotta go to those.
They're good. Yeah.
Those are fun. All right. So, is that the Woo Ha Ha?
The Woo Ha Ha is this great. It's this great club. It's in Worcester. It's a really good place, and local comic. Jesse Burlingame of Worcester, strong up and comer, bit of a buddy of mine.
Bit of a buddy?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, we talk at Mike's, and like
we don't
see each other after. You know,
okay.
Because I'm from like an hour away from there. You know, we just don't. But we're friendly. You know, we're buddies. Yeah.
Well, we're pretty far.
Yeah, that's true. So
I take it you like me more so.
I like Jesse fine. And Jesse got to feature for Sean Patton last night, and he crushed. He usually does. And then afterwards, he was sitting next to Sean. There, outside of the Woo Ha, there's like this restaurant bar thing that you walk past to leave.
Yeah.
And he and Sean were sitting at this table together across from a couple of other people, and they were eating. And Sean Patton, like, nodded at me and smiled, and I just, like, walked past them because they were eating, and I was like, all you hear about is comics who are like, I don't mind people who talk to me and everything, just let me eat, you know what I mean? So I would have gone up and said goodbye to Jesse, I would have gone up and said hello to Sean Patton, but he was eating and I didn't want to bother him, so I just kind of, like, walked past them, but he nodded at me and I didn't want to just ignore him, so, like... So I was like, I got like a couple feet past them. I just turned and I said, "Funny guy is a
funny guy."
Not done because I was gonna say funny guy to Sean, but I wanted to say it to Jesse too because they are both funny.
And you didn't want
to
be like funny guy.
Exactly. Although yeah. It would have been so much funnier if I said funny guy and let them wonder which one I was talking about. You know what I mean?
You funny motherfucker.
But I meant, so I say funny guys, and then I like realize how awkward it was.
Oh, so you ended up saying it twice anyway.
I said it twice, like an autistic whatever. I don't know. Like so like I realize how awkward it is, and I say out loud, "Okay, that was awkward. I'm gonna leave."
Dude, tweeted about it.
Dude, I've heard that Sean Patton is like the nicest guy.
He probably fucking hates you though.
I probably could have walked up to him and said hello to him while he was eating, and it probably wouldn't have been that big a deal, right? And I just did this. Dude, I'm so I'm like, I don't want to. I assume I'm bothering people anyway, and I know that I'm bothering people while they're eating. If I'm, you know what I mean. So I'm not gonna bother somebody while they're eating. But I don't know. It was like, I could have just said, hey. Funny stuff. See you guys later or something.
But instead you went funny guy.
Funny guy.
Funny guy. That was awkward. So I'm gonna leave now.
So I leave and I walk to my car and I'm like and it's like so awkward I get like a little dizzy.
You were so embarrassed. Dude, you got lightheaded.
Dude, I got like, because like I don't usually get like too starstruck. And like Sean Patton isn't like really a star or anything. Except like, I don't know, I forget that like the average person isn't as into comedy as I am.
So you see these guys, you're like, oh my god.
Is that just fucking Sean Patton? Holy shit, you know? And like Jesse is like being able to sit and have a meal with Sean Patton. He's probably having this awesome time. Like just let him have his time with Sean. But so I get back to my car and I just send Jesse a quick message like, this is so stupid. I'm like, I send him a quick message that say, I was just so awkward walking past you guys that I gave myself a head rush. And he just said, could have stopped and said goodbye. And I'm like, oh, great. So I definitely did the wrong thing, and I was awkward about it.
Cool.
Well.
It's so awkward, man. And I just spent the rest of the night, I spent the drive home just saying to myself, funny guys.
That's actually hysterical.
It's so, yeah, I see how hysterical, trust me, I see how hysterical.
I feel bad now.
It's fine, no, it's
that's
funny.
Pretty bad.
It's fucking funny. I saw immediately how funny it is. It's hilarious. I should be laughed at for it.
Funny guys. Well, Mr. Jeff DeCaro.
Are you okay to drive?
I've had a lot of liquid death today.
Dude, what happens if in like 3 days you start getting a little sick? Are you gonna wonder, like,
is he calling his dad? No, I think he's gonna wait till I finish
the
case.
What if you start to, like,
what if they just bottle holy water?
What if you. That would be fucking brilliant.
Like, that's just holy water.
Right? We're gonna trick the guys that are trying to be tough. We're gonna trick the tough guys. That would be so. You know what, though? I bet they.
Dude, not only is it holy water, it's also kosher. Because it's blessed by a Catholic priest and a Jewish rabbi.
It's like an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. Theological Arnold Palmer. Oh, dude, you're gonna kill it tonight.
Yeah, we already did. Remember?
We did. We crushed. Thing. I knew you were gonna crush. It's because you had a theological Arnold Palmer beforehand.
Right. I've got 2/3 of the main three on my side.
We're definitely gonna do this again and get a longer one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Get some more people in here.
Hell yeah.
We can do like a three with somebody. I don't know. Anybody you want?
Maybe that was a little worded weird. I'm turned on.
I know what I said.
I'm excited. Thanks, dude.